Mr. Meek Plays Polo, Lost Sci-Fi Short Stories from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, Book 256, written by Clifford D. Simak, narrated by Scott Miller. The sign read, Atomic Motors Repaired, Busted Plates Patched Up, Rocket Tubes Relined, Wheeze In, Whiz Out. It added, as an afterthought, in shaky, inexpert lettering, We Fix Anything. Mr. Oliver Meek stared owlishly at the sign, which hung from an arm attached to a metal standard sunk in solid rock. A second sign was wired to the standard just below the metal arm, but its legend was faint, almost illegible. Meek blinked at it through thick lens spectacles, finally deciphered its scrawl. Ask about educated bugs. A bit bewildered, but determined not to show it, Meek swung away from the signpost and gravely regarded the settlement. On the chart, it was indicated by a fairly sizable dot, but that was merely a matter of comparison. Out Saturn way, even the tiniest outpost assumes importance far beyond its size. The slab of rock was no more than 5 miles across, perhaps even less. Here in its approximate center were two buildings, both of almost identical construction, semi-spherical and metal. Out here, Meek realized, shelter was the thing. Architecture, merely for architecture's sake, was still a long way off. One of the buildings was the repair shop which the sign advertised. The other, according to the crudely painted legend smeared above its entrance lock, was the Saturn Inn. The rest of the rock was landing field, pure and simple. Blasters had leveled off the humps and irregularities so spaceships could sit down. Two ships now were on the field, pulled up close against the repair shop. One, Meek noticed, belonged to the Solar Health and Welfare Department. The other, to the Galactic Pharmaceutical Corporation. The Galactic ship was a freighter, ponderous and slow. It was here, Meek knew, to take on a cargo of radiation moths. But the other was a puzzler. Meek wrinkled his brow and blinked his eyes, trying to figure out what a welfare ship would be doing in this remote corner of the solar system. Slowly and carefully, Meek clumped toward the squat repair shop. Once or twice he stumbled, hoping fervently he wouldn't get the feet of his cumbersome spacesuit all tangled up. The gravity was slight, next to non-existent, and one who wasn't used to it had to take things easy and remember where he was. Behind him, Saturn filled a tenth of the sky, a yellow, lemon-tinged ball, streaked here and there with faint crimson lines and blotched with angry, bright green patches. To right and left glinted the whirling, twisting, tumbling rocks that made up the inner ring, while arcing above the horizon opposed to Saturn were the spangled, glistening rainbows of the other rings. Like dewdrops in the blackest space, Meek mumbled to himself. But he immediately felt ashamed of himself for growing poetic. This sector of space, he knew, was not in the least poetic. It was hard and savage, and as he thought about it, he hitched up his gun belt and struck out with a firmer tread that almost upset him. After that, he tried to think of nothing except keeping his 2 feet under him. Reaching the repair shop's entrance lock, he braced himself solidly to keep his balance, reached out and pressed a buzzer. Swiftly, the lock spun outward, and a moment later, Meek had passed through the entrance vault and stepped into the office. A dungareed mechanic sat tilted in a chair against a wall, feet on the desk, a greasy cap pushed back on the head. Meek stamped his feet gratefully, pleased at feeling Earth gravity under him again. He lifted the hinged helmet of his suit back on his shoulders. You are the gentleman who can fix things? He asked the mechanic. The mechanic